20th Century Fox is on the air with a preview of its latest miracle musical comedy, The Great American Broadcast.
This is The Great American Broadcast. For millions and millions to hear. In every village and town, in every city and state. For every fellow and gal, for every man and his mate. This is The Great American Broadcast. Bringing a song of good cheer. Strike up the band, let the music start. Tune in the north and the south.
The Great American Broadcast is a thrilling cavalcade of the mightiest moments in the romantic rise of radio, and the story of the lives and loves, heartbreak and happiness of those who contributed to its greatness. Starred in this production are the Tin Pan Alley Trio, Alice Faye, who'll keep you humming, Jack Oakey, who'll keep you laughing, John Payne, romancing, and Cesar Romero, who'll keep you guessing. With Mary Beth Hughes and a host of top radio, recording, and dance stars, headed by James Newell, the singing star of the Ford Sunday Hour, the Four Ink Spots, famous radio and recording artists, the Nicholas Brothers, the dance stars of Down Argentine Way, and the Weir Brothers, comedy sensations of the Folies Bergère. And now our radio show gets underway with Alice Faye, joined by Jack Oakey and John Payne, singing I Take to You, one of the seven new Gordon and Warren songs that are in the picture.
Like a duck takes to water, like the flowers take to dew, like a Latin takes to a Latin quarter, I take to you. Like a fish takes to swimming, like the Irish take to stew, like a sultan takes to a flock of women, I take to you. Like a kid takes to fable,
and like a boogeyman to boo.
Like a Ziegfeld baby takes to sables, I take to you. Like a dove takes to cooing,
and like a sneeze takes to ka-choo.
Like a good girl takes to nothing doing,
I take to you.
Like your mother takes to your dad on payday,
I take her to you.
Like a redhead takes to
Anna.
Yeah. And like a monkey takes to a
zoo.
Like a Strauss waltz takes to old Vienna,
I take to you. Like sweet and low,
and yes and no,
and golly gosh and oh gee,
they all go together, and honey, so do we.
Like a shop takes to trader,
and like the French to parlance boo,
like a sailor takes to a hula maiden,
I take to you.
Yes, indeed, ta-da.
Indeed I do.
Oh, you're a sweetie.
Ta-da.
We've been taken by you.
I repeat it.
Like a hoot owl takes to hoo. I take to you.
When we listen to singing and sound like that, we forget all about the early days of the radio. But the start of The Great American Broadcast deals with a time when radio was young. Chuck, played by Jack Oakey, is an amateur who has great faith in the future of radio. Let's listen in on a scene from the picture in which he tries to interest Rix Martin, played by John Payne.
Come over here, I'll show you a transmitter. Look at that. I got through to a guy in Passaic, New Jersey last night. I don't mean cold either, was the voice.
You did, huh?
Yeah. There's a bunch of us guys around the country, amateurs, you know. We just get a kick out of listening to one another.
Sounds like kid stuff to me.
Kid stuff my eye. You like to listen to a phonograph, don't you?
I hope it's not too loud.
Well, that's just a machine, but when you throw a human voice on over the air, boy, you got something.
What's the difference? You can't see who's doing it.
What's the difference? Come with me. I'll show you what the difference is. Come here.
Now for Chuck's big demonstration. Rix listens while Chuck sings one of the favorite memory songs of that day. Give my regards to Broadway.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all that gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there and now.
Included in the long list of specialty artists presented in the Great American Broadcast are the famous radio and recording stars, the Four Ink Spots. Here they are with one of the old but ever popular favorites that they do in the picture, Alabama Bound.
I'm Alabama bound, wow, wow, mile down, wow, wow, man on earth, all I'm worth, to put my duckies in an upper berth, to hear that choo-choo sound, wow, wow, mile down, wow, wow, all the soul, world will know, I'm Alabama bound.
Now let's get back to the story. Ricks Martin not only becomes interested in Chuck's radio, but when he sees Chuck's girlfriend, Vicky, played by Alice Faye, it's love at first sight. For Chuck's sake, they try to avoid each other, but on the eve of one of their first broadcasts, they meet again and bow to the inevitable. Our scene opens with Vicky in Ricks's arms just after their first kiss.
I've been wanting to do that for a long time.
I guess I've been wanting you to for a long time.
Maybe that's why we fight so much, huh?
Oh, how I wanted to sock you.
And how I wanted to break your neck.
Well, why didn't you? What are we going to do about this?
We'll have to tell Chuck.
I'll tell him.
No. We'll both tell him.
After that romantic scene, Alice is inspired to sing one of the picture's torch songs, Long Ago Last Night.
It happened long ago last night.
We were alone. Do you remember?
The
stars in the sky were shining bright.
And the boys are still trying to put over radio as entertainment, but so far they've had little success. Here the three of them are together in a later scene from the picture as Ricks gets his big idea.
All we need is an angle, an idea, something to sell it to the entire country. And I've got it. Children, we're going to broadcast the Willard Dempsey fight. Think of it. A ringside seat, free, a blow-by-blow description right at the very moment it's happening. All you have to do is close your eyes and listen.
Hey, that's an idea.
You said it.
Say, you're the guy with ideas, ain't you? Well, that's marvelous. It's ironical. I can see the whole thing.
We can't show you the Willard-Dempsey fight, which is one of the dramatic highlights of the Great American Broadcast, but we can bring back the Four Ink Spots to sing one of the Gordon and Warren songs, I've Got a Bone to Pick with You.
I've got a bone to pick with you, for the way you always pick on me, and bragging so indifferently. Now
Now why can't you be sweet? Do I deserve such treatment?
I got a bone to pick with you for the many, many things you do. Now when we're Central Parking on a moonlit night, I pick a bitch, you pick a fight.
Fun is fun, but baby, you know that ain't right. That's no way to pick on me.
Yeah, yes, 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 yes. Oh, you dirty dog. Yeah.
I got a bone to pick with you, little bit.
What did I done?
Done? The way you always picking on me.
I don't bother you.
That's the trouble, trying to act so indifferently.
Stop talking in big words.
How come you can't be sweet?
What do you mean?
Do I deserve that kind of treatment?
I'll be sweet, sugar.
I reiterate, I got a bone to pick.
I ain't got a shame, ever.
About all them little meanie things you've been doing.
I stay home every night.
Yeah, but with who? Treat you right, you just won't play fair.
You can't prove that.
Better watch yourself.
What you mean?
You're liable to get the air.
Yeah.
You know how you're going to end
how's
up
that?
In a
rocking chair. Oh, the way you pick. Oh, you make me sick. It's a dirty trick. The way you pick on me.
Stop picking, woman.
I ain't doing nothing.
Every romantic picture has its love song. And since this is no exception, Alice Faye is joined by John Payne and the Four Ink Spots in singing Where You Are.
Where you are, that's where I want to be. Oh, where you are is paradise for me.
When you are near, my world is in its glory. But when you're away, well,
that's a lover's story. Oh, darling, wherever you are, becomes my treasure art. For my lucky star is hiding in your smile.
If you should ever leave me,
then should you find you care, just tell me where you are.
Once again, we hear the stirring voice of James Newell singing the title song from the picture, The Great American Broadcast.
This is the Great American Broadcast. For millions and millions to hear. Crank up the band. Tune in the north and the south. Tune in the east and the west. Tune in on
Indiana,
Louisiana,
Minnesota,
North Dakota.
The motion picture rises to new heights to tell the triumphant story of radio as the Great American Broadcast comes to the screen. It's a perfect blending of beauty, drama, comedy, romance, and song with a host of screen, radio, and recording stars headed by Alice Faye, Jack Oakey, John Payne, Cesar Romero, Mary Beth Hughes, James Newell, the Four Ink Spots, the Nicholas Brothers, and the Weir Brothers, directed by Archie Mayo. You'll thrill to the Great American Broadcast.